Hello everyone and welcome to the AstroPH Daily Review podcast by Mikhail Lisakov, episode 24. Today is still 2020, December 8th, and today's paper made me rethink some classical concepts used in radio VLBI imaging. The paper is written by Philippe Arras with co-authors and entitled Comparison of Classical and Bayesian Imaging in Radio Interferometry, Cygnus A with Clean and Resolve. Clean and Resolve, it sounds like a title for a Metallica song. Okay, let's read the abstract. Clean, the commonly employed imaging algorithm in radio interferometry, suffers from a number of shortcomings. In its basic version, it does not have the concept of diffuse flux. And the common practice of convolving the clean components with the clean beam erases the potential for super resolution. It does not output uncertainty information. It produces images with unphysical negative flux regions, and its results are highly dependent on the so-called weighting scheme, as well as on any human choice of clean masks for guiding the imaging. Here we present the Bayesian imaging algorithm Resolve, which solves the above problems and naturally leads to super resolution. We take a VLA observation of Cygnus A at four different frequencies and image it with a single scale clean, multiscale clean, and Resolve. Alongside the sky brightness distribution, Resolve estimates a baseline dependent correction function for the noise budget, the Bayesian equivalent of a weighting scheme. We report noise correction factors between 0.4 and 429. The enhancements achieved by Resolve come at the cost of higher computational effort. First thing to say is that I really enjoyed reading this paper, even though it is quite offensive to the clean algorithm, the method I usually use in VLBI imaging. I think that the tone of the paper could be quite depressive for people who have just started their way into VLBI, but actually the case is not that bad. The paper has a good introduction with a lot of references to other research on Bayesian imaging, but most importantly, it has a description of conventional clean and multiscale clean algorithm from the point of view of the authors. I will also briefly summarize the clean algorithm. What a radio interferometer measures is the Fourier transform of the sky brightness distribution. When we then inverse Fourier transform these interferometer data to get the brightness distribution on the sky, what we can only get is the true brightness distribution on the sky convolved with the so-called dirty beam of the interferometer. And this dirty beam includes all the possible errors in it. So initially the image doesn't look very good. And clean algorithm works this way. It finds a maximum on the map and then subtracts the point spread function centered at this point. After iterating over the whole image, there are many point components extracted, and there is a residual map left. These extracted components are then convolved with so-called clean beam, which is basically a Gaussian that describes the main lobe of the dirty beam. And then the residual map is added to this convolution. The multiscale clean can extract not only point spread functions from the image, but also some more extended features. Even though this approach is used for decades, there are definitely some downsides of using clean. And I will follow the authors here. So first, clean maps contain unphysical negative flux regions. If we talk about full intensity or Stokes I, negative flux is definitely not physical. But on the other side, it helps us to determine the noise level on the map and determine the cutoff level for the flux we believe is real. Also, negative fluxes on the map are natural for polarization imaging in Stokes Q and U. Second, the authors say, is that the clean beam fundamentally limits the resolution. It is well known that for bright sources with a high signal-to-noise ratio, the effective resolution could be higher than simply calculated from the array dimensions. Third, to have a balance between angular resolution and the strength of side lobes of the Dorota beam. There are different weighting schemes used together with the clean method. And as authors correctly say, these weighting schemes influence the output of the clean algorithm. And finally, clean does not output reliable uncertainty information. So the authors decided to resolve these issues with the method they call resolve. I must admit that some math is beyond my 100% understanding from the first glance, but I will try to describe my own understanding of the resolve method. So the idea is to make anything that could vary a parameter of the model. It includes the sky brightness distribution, noise, some knowledge about the interferometer itself, and so on. Of course, it brings us to an enormous amount of options. And the authors have used a fancy technique to select a representative subsample of this huge sample. Then everything is solved together, and in the end, as far as I understand, one gets not a single image, but a set of images with a probability attached to each image. So how the process works in details. First, compute the maximum a posterior solution assuming the error bars provided by the telescope. Second, find a good weighting scheme conditional to sky brightness distribution found before. Third, solve for the sky brightness distribution with this weighting scheme taken into account. Fourth, solve together for sky brightness distribution and Bayesian weighting simultaneously. Then flag outliers and restart again. And for comparison with clean algorithm, the authors have used the mean of all these posterior images. So the final images of Cygnus A made with resolve actually look more smooth and apparently have a better resolution than those that were made with clean. These resolve images do not show any negative logs, but on the other hand, they show some persistent small non-negative logs around the source. And the question is whether it is real or not. Another question I have is whether one would get a single scale clean image when the resolve image is convolved with the clean beam. That would be curious to know, but and fortunately, the authors have shared all their data, so it can be easily checked. So how much does the pretty resolve image cost? Okay, in comparison to the conventional single-scale clean, the resolve takes 900 times more time to make an image. This is a lot, and this makes, for example, it virtually impossible to incorporate this resolve in the hybrid imaging. So my general feeling about this paper is that the clean algorithm is still on the top, even with all its downsides. But in some near future, we would see other modern and better algorithms to throw clean away from the field. I definitely recommend reading this paper thoroughly, maybe over a weekend. Enjoy reading, thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.